clients, Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I am continuing my series on how to be understood, particularly by others. The next is an energetic exercise. As I was tuning into preparing this message for you, supposed to be one long message, and I realized it would be advantageous to break it up into small increments. So the next step is going to be a spiritual technique. I mean, all of these are spiritual techniques, but this one is definitely a ritual. So you're going to take an energetic bath or shower or wash in a way that feels right and true to you. Maybe you just wash your face. And what you're going to do in this energetic shower or bath or wash up is you're going to wash away the feelings of being shunned, the feeling of being rejected, the feeling of not belonging. You're going to wash away the feeling of being misunderstood, being invisible. However way, whichever one resonates the most with you. Some people it might be more rejection, others it might be feeling invisible or unheard or like people don't get you. You're going to wash that away and you're going to really focus on, in your mind's eye, in your energy field, of letting that energy go. Feel it come to the surface. So maybe there's some pain around rejection and you're going to feel it come to the surface of your energetic being. And then the water, the bath, washes it away. And then in your mind's eye, see it being cleared away from your energy field. Feel it being cleared away from your energy field. So particularly any feelings where you felt shunned, where you felt like an outsider, where you felt like nobody accepted you as you are. Start washing that away. And you might, what I found with energetic rituals like this one, you might need to do it a couple of times. You might, some things might come to the surface. You might remember the memory really clearly, clear that out. And then there might be some other stuff underneath. But just take your time, do it as you're inspired, do it. And you will start to feel that energy shift out of your life. So that you can start to show up, not from the vantage point of being, oh, I was shunned in the past. There's a high probability I'll be shunned again. And you'll just show up fresh and alive and gorgeous and amazing. And if it feels good, my spirit guides are jumping here. This wasn't in my notes. Cover yourself in a shield of protection, a blanket of protection. See a beautiful white light covering you after you do this ritual. And then the next step, if you do need this, some people can feel a shift with the bath and then sealing themselves off with the beautiful white energy. Some people may still need to journal out those experiences. So be willing to do all of it. Do whatever it takes. And in your journaling, you're going to investigate, you're going to explore, and you're going to forgive and release any person or experience that has made you feel shunned, rejected, like you didn't belong, misunderstood. And just sometimes you might just need to write a name on the paper and say, I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to forgive. It doesn't excuse any bad behavior that was played out. But my thought is that, yeah, there are people who are terrible in the world who would, you know, shun others or isolate people or, yeah, but the majority of people probably just made a mistake and they didn't know. And maybe they were feeling inadequate in their own lives, so they didn't know how to support you in that way. So I think it's about letting go of the story and not attaching somebody's bad behavior to your sense of well-being, your sense of confidence, your sense of being able to show up authentic and whole. Yeah. All right. So this is my show on taking an energetic bath to clear the energy that would keep you from being understood, being well received, being accepted. and pray and do whatever feels right to you. Light a candle if need be. Most importantly, just see that this is working. Know in your heart it's working. Have faith in this ritual. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you need a coach, I'm here to support you. Please check out my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Yeah, I want to be here for you. I want to be here for you in every way I can. This show is just one of those ways in which I'm able to support you. Thank you for listening. I look forward to catching you on the next podcast.